everyone. You're tuned into Harpistry. I'm Valerie Green. In the next hour, we'll hear explorations of music of the harp from countries around the world. Starting out with Brandi Younger from New York City. from the New York City area that was Brandy Younger on harp, E.J. Strickland on drums, Desron Douglas on bass, and featuring Nia on vocals. We started with Hortense and followed that with a Wayne Shorter composition, Oriental Folk Song, featuring, as I said before, Nia on vocals. That was from their recording Prelude. Next up, we've got Florence and the Machine.
Yeah.
From Carol Emanuel's recording Allow It to Happen, we just heard What's the Use of Lying? And before that, from Florence and the Machine, their recording is entitled Lungs. We heard Cosmic Love, followed by Hurricane Drunk. Next up, we've got Lynn Barnes on guitars and Allison Hampton on harp from their recording Toss the Feathers.
Thank you. Thank you.
The recording is Iona Inspirations by harpist Christina Turin. We heard In the Glow, followed by Sky's Invitation. And Christina mentions that when she was on her first trip to Iona off the coast of Scotland, she was sitting on the beach and was deep in meditation, and she began to hear the fourth octave overtones, which led her to compose Sky's Invitation. And she mentions that scientists have been able to determine the rotation speeds of the planets in our solar system and have concluded that each of the planets creates a hum in space that equals the fourth octave overtones. She said that this is what Pythagoras called the music of the spheres. Again, the recording is Iona Inspirations by Christina Turin. Next up, we've got music from Portia Diwa and Diana Stork from their most recent recording, Music from the Labyrinth.
Thank you.
Those last two cuts were by Diana Stork and Portia Diwa, both harpists and composers, from their recording Music from the Labyrinth, which was inspired by labyrinths throughout the world, but more specifically the labyrinth at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. We started with Mariam Matrim, followed by Music from the Labyrinth, the title track. This has been Harpistry, which was produced in the studios of KRVS at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thanks for joining me on Harpistry.
Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra favorite Jan-Pascal Tortelier returns to Heinz Hall to conduct Stravinsky's Petrushka. I'm Jim Cunningham. The next Pittsburgh Symphony radio broadcast also brings you Ravel's Bolero and Gaieté Parisienne by Jacques Offenbach. It's Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins in honor of Carlo University and the Helen Ruth Gordon Charitable Trust on Public Radio International.
Monday night at 7 on KRVS.
Hello, this is John Green, host of Night Train Jazz, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 for 2 hours of the very latest recorded jazz, as well as a sprinkling of oldies but goodies. That's Night Train, Tuesdays from 8 to 10 here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles.